Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to The Fringe of It,
episode number 24. So Liv, here we are, sat in the Hoxton Hotel Holborn. I've got the right one.
You got the right one.
Have you ever mixed them up before?
I haven't, but I know people that have got on the bus to the wrong place.
I've mixed up the Hoxton Holborn and also Dishoom. Always turn up at the wrong Dishoom.
Oh, well, that's just a chain restaurant problem.
I just don't listen.
That's just a different problem.
So I'm glad that we could make it to the same hotel and everybody else did as well.
I know. This is another live recording. It's our final episode for the series. And can you believe it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, yes, it's been exhausting.
Yeah, I just don't want to speak to you for 3 whole weeks.
And I was like, Charlotte, can we still talk to each other?
Can we still come up? And I was thinking, 3 weeks is going to pass awfully quickly, Liv. Hopefully you won't have time.
Charlotte can't wait to get rid of me.
And what have you been up to since we last spoke?
So since we last spoke, I went to one of the best weddings I've ever been to. Like, I feel like everyone keeps calling it wedding season. And I
get really annoyed with people in wedding season because people are like, I've got 9 weddings to go to. And I never have any weddings to go to.
I'm like, oh, poor you. Free food and dancing must be really hard.
Yeah.
I love a wedding.
Please invite me to anybody's wedding. I will go.
Like, if anyone needs any spare evening guests.
Happy to come. I'm happy.
We'll pad it out. It was so amazing.
What made it good? What makes a good wedding for you?
Do you know what? I cried about 3 times.
Yeah,
so
tears.
It was one of my friends. It's my friend Shannon's sister, Natalie. And no one's going to know me. I'm just going to be a bit context, but Shannon sang at first dance. And
did she sing?
She sang Real Love, the Beatles song, but the one that Tom O'Dell did on the John Lewis advert. And oh my God. I think it was the Penguin one as well. I'm really cultured. It was the Beatles. It was the Lennon one, you know. But it was so amazing. And then it was just, I danced so much. I think people were like, who is this girl in the blue dress? Literally, me and my best friend Gemma knew the dances to like Saturday Night, the Macarena, and we did like 5, 6,
great
7, 8.
Disco. Were you at the point where like you were so hot and you were sweating and you wanted to stop, but you had to keep going?
My fringe was literally in a different county. It was so far away and I had no shoes on. And I think like no one else got into it as much as me. And then I don't want to make it about me.
And I bet people were like, she's had a lot to drink.
No, but that's
then you find out she's had nothing to
drink.
But
that's the funny thing. On New Year's Eve, someone was like, oh, you had a good time, didn't you, Liv? How much did you drink? And I was like, absolutely nothing.
Not a drop. What was the food like?
Do you know what? Actually, I was going to say, we didn't have the main meal, but the evening food, it was amazing. There were like sausage butties with fish and chips, but it was so good. Like the butties were like floury. So every time you bit into it, you get real fresh stuff.
I bet you looked right like sweaty and then having like a floury butty. Like, what?
It was honestly so much fun. And I almost had like a come down the day after. And I was like, that's weird. It's not my wedding. And I was an evening guest.
I love a good wedding.
I know. It made me very excited.
I've got one coming up on the 18th. I can't wait.
Oh my God.
I've got 3 next year, including yourself.
Oh my God. I can't wait. I just can't wait. Anyway, what have you been up to?
Yeah, I knew you were going to ask me this and I've been thinking about it for ages. And I haven't been up to anything. We've just like, I don't want to talk about June and sleep, but we've been kind of doing sleep training, but very mildly. So just like she sleeps through the night now, but we've been at home for 3 weeks on the trot, like not left. So every night at 7 o'clock, me and Jack are just sat there and we're like,
I know. I get you disappointed again. Whenever I like FaceTime you. I'm like, oh, is June there? And you're like, no, she's asleep. And I'm like, oh, bye.
She goes in her room. It's at 6:30 at night. And she doesn't come out again until 8:00 in the morning. It's like she just hangs out in a cot now when she wakes up. I can hear her like dropping toys on the floor. And I'm like,
you sent me a picture of it. And like you put the phone under the door. And there's just June sitting up in her cot, just like looking around, like waiting to be
it
let
out. It sounds really cruel. But she like, but that's what you want. But to do that, we had to kind of stay at home. So we've not been doing that much. We've just been doing a bit more home decor, a bit more sorting.
The table's up.
Table's up, the bench is up. We're just sorting things, my favourite thing to do.
It's quite therapeutic though.
Yeah, nothing exciting. I'm hoping in 3 weeks' time I'll have loads to tell you.
Oh my God, here's hoping.
Yeah, fingers crossed. That's the one thing nobody tells you about being a parent, is just the mundanity of it. It's brilliant, but every night you're like...
really boring.
No, but you have to like the way that we run the house is... like we like it quite tidy, so in the morning you kind of wake up and you like sort the pots out from the night before, and just like everything's kind of like, oh, we're tidying again. And then she eats like 3 times a day and throws food everywhere, and you're like, oh,
so you have to eating again, are we?
Yeah, eating, and I've got to clean it up.
For God's sake,
sorry,
June.
I've just made parenting sound horrendous. It's really not. Sorry, let's move on. Before we forget, we need to mention. I know we kind of told the studio audience, but this podcast is kindly sponsored by Origins,
one of my absolute favourite skincare brands. Who I'm so excited to talk about products about.
You really are. Do you want to go first? Because we're going to talk briefly about our favourite Origins products, and you were telling me about the Mr. Mushroom.
So Dr. Andrew Waugh, he is behind the Mega Mushroom collection. I'm just so excited about these products.
I wish people could, I mean, obviously you guys can see it, but I wish people who were listening to the podcast could see how excited
I think that's the thing, like people, I think, you know, when you're a blogger or you work in these industries, people are just like, oh, it's products, products, products. But I really like them. They're really genuinely brilliant. And so I'm going to talk to you, I'll talk about a couple of my favourite products, but this is one of my absolute favourites. This is the Mega Mushroom Skin Relief Moisturiser, and it's really brilliant. If you get redness or any kind of dryness, it's absolutely brilliant. And I've been using it since January, and I just use it every single evening. So I absolutely love that. And oh, there's like so many things. Okay, I'm going to use this one, which is the Original Skin Moisturiser.
Just like to moisturise.
I just love a bit of hydration. This is a really great day moisturiser. I use it and it's really mattifying. So it's really nice under foundation. And the thing that's really smart about it is you put it on and it's like almost like a primer, but it doesn't like ball up. Do you know when you sometimes put something on and then you put like foundation on top and it kind of rolls off?
Yeah.
Is that just me? Maybe it's just me.
No, it happens to me.
But they do the best moisturisers in the world.
My favourite things are, I've only just started using eye cream. People have probably been using it for years, but this thing called eye cream. But
like booking.com.
What did you just say?
Booking.com. This new website that I came
across. I've just been on booking.com recently.
I came across it and I was very excited.
I've got it in front of me because I'm terrible at remembering names. So the Ginseng Refreshing Eye Cream, and it brightens and depuffs, and it does. But what I love about this one is they do it in a pot, which you can keep in your bathroom cabinet, but this one's on the go, and it has a really...
It
like,
smells like healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
If a product smells so good for you.
But it has this really like gentle little, I don't know what the word for it is, like little pad that you apply it with, and it's just really gentle. It's like someone stroking you.
Especially when it's hot and you just need like a nice gentle
finger
under
your eye.
Yeah,
but it really wakes you up. It's got...
Oh, come here, Sean.
It just makes me feel better, and it's really refreshing because it's got coffee in. But when you put it on, it's kind of got this luminous kind of like, it's supposed to reflect the light, and I just want anything to make me look more awake. And then the other thing, which is also from the Ginseng collection, is the energy boosting treatment lotion mist. Does anybody follow Katie Jane Hughes on Instagram? She's a makeup artist in New York.
She's good.
And she just mists all the time. She's constantly just like spraying stuff on her face. And I like didn't know which mist to use, even though she recommends 100. But she's literally just misting all the time. And her skin looks incredible. So I've started using this and I just pretend that I live in my New York apartment.
And you're just like, can you miss me?
Yeah, but you also like she always kind of uses that and then puts on the moisturizer because apparently your skin is... I probably should have like listened to her more, but she said that like, it's better for you to apply moisturiser when your skin's wet. It actually kind of like drinks it in more. So,
there you go.
Mist away.
So, well, should we carry on from the shop? Should we carry on from our little product chat to talk about more products and shopping we've loved this week?
Yes. I wrote.
Did you write your shopping list?
Yeah, I did. It's fine.
So, I mean, I've got a few different things. They're all quite varied, actually. The first thing is actually a drink that I've been loving, which I bought, and Joe actually ran out to buy again. I was actually at my nan's house on Sunday. My nan is actually in the audience.
Hi, nan.
There she is. Oh, she's so quiet. Yay! and we were there for a lovely Sunday lunch, and she brought a passion fruit, like soda, from Marks & Spencer's. It's niche.
No, I don't know. I just love that we talk about this kind of stuff.
I know. People are like, why are we here?
No, I love, because the thing is, it's been a long, hot summer. I can only drink so much water. I've started drinking cordial now, which I call cordial. Does anyone else?
That's a mature way of like, saying Jack's squash.
Like, no, but it's cordial. It's what it says on the bottle.
Okay.
But you know, I'm at water capacity. The heat wave's just raging on. We all need a new drink.
Okay, well, this is great then. It's like almost tastes like a Fanta Tropical or something, but it's so good. And because it's like more of like a soda, it feels like less like a soft drink.
So it feels healthy again.
Yeah, it feels healthy. And it's so delicious. So me and Joe have been drinking that. We've also been cooking from Melissa Hemsley's cookbook, which... Have I mentioned this before? I definitely have. Okay, I'll...
2 weeks on. This is the third week in a row now.
I'll brush
and
over
this it. Is why we're taking a break.
It's because I really like it. I've got more to say. Okay, well, that's a great cookbook. We're still cooking from it.
That is the sign of a good cookbook, though.
Yeah, I forget
buy
I mention it.
So many. And I just kind of use like a couple of recipes here and there. And actually...
My mum's bought it as well this week. And my mum and dad. My dad's in the audience as well. He's done a couple of recipes.
Hi, Daryl. If you want Daryl to do a great impression of Paddington Bear, do ask him later on.
He did say when we did audience participation, he would do a Paddington Bear impression.
It's really, really good.
He said he'd do it until he's here in front of 60 women and a few men. So the other thing that I discovered on Instagram this week are a brand which my friend Sarah posted, and it's a hair clip brand.
I was there for that picture.
Oh my god, I didn't think I needed hair clips.
No, me neither, but I want about 20
until I saw this picture.
What is the brand called?
It's called Margarita, I think. I'm hoping, I think it is, because I remember thinking that's a cool name.
What's their Instagram handle?
I can't remember. I will link it in our show notes,
in our professional show notes.
But they're just really cool. I think they're European, maybe Spanish. But they have all these really cool, like, kitsch, plastic, glittery, shell clips, kind of Gucci-esque, obviously.
You've just redeemed yourself. You were like, glittery, plastic.
But they've got... It just sounds like a load of tat, doesn't it? But it's really, really cool.
They
I actually ordered two.
Did you?
Yeah, I ordered two. Sarah was like, should we do a joint order? And I was like, too late, I've already ordered them.
You are so bad for that. Like, sometimes me and Liv, we see stuff, that's always sold in America, and Liv's like, yeah, we'll do a joint order. And I'm like, Liv, I'm ready to do that joint order. She's like, sorry, did it weeks ago.
Eat my dust.
It's literally what you do.
But yeah, I really love that brand. I just didn't think I needed hair accessories, but when I'm like clipping my hair off my face, it feels quite cool. It feels like I'm on a cool photo shoot.
Well, it was a heat wave again. What are we supposed to do?
I know, that's how to accessorise in a heat wave.
Drink soda, put some hair clips in.
That's it. There is one more thing. Can I talk about one more thing quickly?
Yeah, always.
Please.
Always.
I have been really obsessing about cord suits.
Oh, haven't
not
we all?
Not heat wave appropriate. Very not heat wave appropriate.
No, but you've got to get ready.
Oh, I've seen so many cord suits.
Let's list off our best ones, because this is actually a joint, like, we've been back and forth on WhatsApp.
Oh,
and
we've really
Instagram
refined
Messenger.
The best cord suits for autumn. My top favourite is one from ASOS, and it's like a burgundy kick flare two-piece, very, very Anchorman, but really, really. But who doesn't want to look like a 70s news reporter? It's really, really cool. And yeah, I think it's on ASOS. I think the trousers are like 35 and the jacket's only £65.
But you can wear them as separate.
It's so gorgeous. I nearly bought it for tonight's show. I was like, there is no way you're wearing a cord suit in August. Like, do not do it.
It is warm in here.
And there's another one on H&M, which is a baby pink suit.
So I want to go and try this one on tomorrow, because there's a bit of an uproar about H&M sizing in general.
Yeah.
And I just can't be bothered ordering online and returning.
It's a bit difficult, isn't it? I find it really...
But I want that one too, because it's jumbo cord.
Did you hear that? Jumbo cord.
Well, you've got your jumbo cord, your needle cord, and your regular cord.
This is like... I've heard two new things today.
You've never heard jumbo cord before?
I've heard
sorry,
that. And
sorry, I'm
thing.
Supposed to stand near the microphone.
I'm learning so much.
So what do you call, like, big cord?
Just cord and like
thick
just
cord.
Yeah, like thicker cord and not thick cord, thinner cord. I don't know. Like, does anyone think about it? I don't know. Like, but yeah, they're my two favourites. There's a great one in Bowdoin as well.
Well, I think now that I've seen the H&M one, because that's jumbo cord, because the Bowdoin one's pink as well, but that's needle cord.
Oh, right.
And then the other one that I've seen is the Marks and Spencer's one, which is just regular cord.
That's really nice. Yeah, that's, but I think the colour of that, though, almost pushes it to the point of really super 70s.
It's like teddy bear brown, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a really, teddy bear brown, whatever.
Well, it depends what colour your teddy bear was when you were younger, I guess, but it's like just a real 70s brown.
Yeah, a real, I don't know. It is nice. It is nice.
Oh, do you not like it?
I do like it. I'm just thinking of all of them in my head now lined up. It's just not my favourite. But yeah, I'm obsessed with cord suits, so I need to kind of pray for less heat wave, less global warming.
September's always warm. I don't care what anyone said, nodding in the audience. Because when I first went to university in September, obviously.
As people do.
But I moved from Lincoln, did I move from Cleethorpes? I basically moved from the north and then went to uni in Kent. I had no idea where I was going. I just picked the furthest place away possible. actually, that's a lie if you listen to previous podcasts. It was because they did this course called Fashion Promotion, which no one else did at the time. But I got there and I didn't realise I was practically in France. Like, it was so far south. And it was boiling. And then ever since then, I've just, I know September's hot because I used to, try and, walk around in my fake fur coats, my 60s kind of turtlenecks and cord skirts. And I was like, why is it so warm?
It's so tropical.
And then when I used to put myself through Fashion Week, which is a hideous experience.
Oh my God. Is that what you think when you visit my house? It's basically France.
No, not anymore. But Rochester and Margate. If you go to Deal in Kent, you get French radio.
Really?
Yeah. That's how far.
Can you see France?
Well, people say that. I don't know where France is. I do on a map, but when I'm stood in Deal, I don't know where France is. Okay, this is a real tangent. But okay, for the men in the room, can you tell me where North is? Can you point, to where North is? See, Jack's making it. What, do you think it's that way? Can any women in the room point to where North is? So Jack, if he's giving me directions, he'll be go north. And I'm sorry, do what? He's go south. And he does it all the time. And apparently so in Deal, he's obviously France is over there. And I'm
has he got an internal compass?
He said it's a male-female thing, but that's just proven him wrong. He's Spidey.
I think that's just a unique Spidey to Jack sense. Thing. Yeah. None of us... Yeah. Sorry, Jack.
If you ever meet him, just say to him, which way's north? And he'll be point where north is.
Amazing.
What have I been buying this week? Oh, surprise, surprise. I bought a Free People dress.
Oh, it's really nice, though.
I didn't even mean to buy it. I just... Well, basically, they're really aggressive on their emailers. Sorry, Free People. And they must send one twice a week, if not three times. Their stock turnover is quite a lot. And they sent one, and I sometimes just delete them. I'm like, you go away. I mean, I could unsubscribe, but I don't want to do that. And I opened this one, and everything in the email was just gorgeous. And I keep feel like I keep missing out on the white maxi dress. Because I've seen yours from Miss Selfridge, that's gone. I've missed all the ones from Under the Stories. And I'm like, where is my summer maxi dress? Where is she? And there she was.
Winking at you in
in the emailer. So I clicked on through. And how to describe it? It's
got a lovely... Is it the one that I really want?
Yeah, you can describe it.
Not to intervene.
No, I'm no
it's
idea
got a really
how to
gorgeous
it.
Square neckline, really pretty white billowy sleeves. It's quite fitted. And then it kind of flows again. It's almost more midi, I'd say.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And midi. It's got a slit. It's just amazing.
Yeah, so I bought that. It also comes in terracotta, but I drew the line. And then Jack went out on Friday night and I was really excited. We've just moved to a new area. We don't know that many people. So it's as I say, 7 o'clock every night. There he is. Variety is the spice of life. Anyway, went out on Friday night and I was perfect. Put Grace and Frankie on again because I just like the company of my fictitious older friends in their 70s. So I was like, right, now's my time to troll ASOS. Like, that's what I'm doing with my evening. Because, like, ASOS sometimes needs a lot of attention.
Yeah.
It's like, you put in midi dress and it's like 2,366 results. And you're like, fine. And you know you're going to find something good, but, like, you need, like, the whole evening. Right, and I was properly sweating as well, like, with the laptop on me. It was a really clammy evening.
I thought it's because you saw so many midi dresses. You were getting, like, I had the
laptop on charge on my lap, and, like, he came back from his drink at 10:30. He was like, "You all right?" And I was just, like, dripping.
He was like, what have you been doing on your laptop? You're like, "Are you sauce?"
Anyway, my evening, the hours that I put in paid off, because I found this dress and it was £30 by weekday. Ooh. And it's kind of thick strapped. I think I've described my dream summer dress earlier on in a podcast episode, and this was kind of it, just thick strapped, straight across, and then just goes down, and it's baby blue with black polka dots on, with, like, a pleated bottom.
Oh, yeah, I saw it in your Insta stories.
Yeah, they'd starred it really bad. Well, I say really badly, but with some, like, see-through socks and white trainers, which isn't...
You're not going to do that.
I'm not Lily Allen. And, but the only thing is, so I'm on the ASOS free next day delivery, but I didn't tick the right delivery option, so I'm still waiting for it to arrive. I ordered it on Friday and it's still not here.
Wow.
So I didn't click the next day delivery option, I just clicked...
It's delivering itself, it's not even being delivered by a person, it's walking itself.
Shimmying down the street. It should be here on Friday. So, but you know when you've got a vision of yourself in the dress, and I'm like... Yeah. So I hope when I put it on, I look...
You will. You'll exceed it.
So I'd really like to find, like, a baby blue corsage, like Sarah Jessica Parker style. Ooh, in Sex and the City.
Didn't expect you to say corsage.
No, me neither. This is what happens to me at the end of the summer. I get a bit crazy with the way I dress. I'm like...
You're like, brooches and hair clips.
Yeah, get it all on. So I'm hoping that that'll do for the wedding.
So when we meet again in 3 weeks, it's just going to be like...
I'm going to be like...
You're going to have those joke big sunglasses on.
It'll be like that episode of Friends where Rachel comes back from Greece and she's, like, heavily tanned and got all the hair beads in.
Yeah.
That'll be me in 3 weeks. Shall we move on to Telly Talk?
Let's.
Okay, so Telly Talk this week, shall we start with what happened today?
Yes! I was like, what happened today?
So, Liv finally... So, I think I said this last week. She texted me and she was like, "Can I ask you something?" And I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "Can I take you to see Mamma Mia too?" the audience...
Thank you.
And I was like, wow, she obviously, like, this means a lot. So I said yes, and we went today. Firstly, there's an Everyman in King's Cross.
So hidden away. If you want to go somewhere that, like, no one else goes to, wow.
We went to Drink Shop Do for lunch, nobody was there, and then we went to Everyman.
And it's a sofa. And it's like, I mean, cinema tickets in London are expensive. It was like £14, but if you'd have gone to Leicester Square, you'd get, like, a seat with, like, crisps in it. And you're getting a sofa.
And a footrest.
And a footrest.
There isn't.
And a cushion.
When you put your feet on the footrest, it doesn't jar the people in front either. Like, it's very,
you can
very
kick
well
with
built.
With excitement as well, if you like.
I mean, I don't think you can do that.
I was toe tapping with excitement.
So I haven't told Liv what I think of Mamma Mia yet.
She's been, like, all afternoon. I've been like, "So what did you think?" And she hasn't told me.
Okay, Mamma Mia 1, as we're calling it.
Mamma Mia.
Still rubbish. Like, I've tried to watch it twice. It's awful. Mamma Mia 2, one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
Yes!
So the laugh test, if you go on, like, Simon Mayo and Mark Kermode's film review, is his a 7 laugh test?
6.
Okay, I howled. Like, the more it went on, there's a bit, and I don't want to ruin it, but the bit where Cher turns up... Okay, I kind of need to ruin it. So Cher's in it, and then across the room... I can't even explain. It's not even that funny. So she says across the room, and she sees this guy, and she's like, "Fernando?" And I'm like... when else are you going to use that?
Almost for approval. Did you notice that the whole film? I was like looking at you.
Yeah, and I kept trying not to look at her.
I was like, "Is she all right? Is she enjoying it?" Like, trying to gauge. As if I directed, wrote, or, like, did any contribution to the film. I felt like it's my own film.
But I would, like, I'm going to put that to Jack for our wedding. Like, could we do that as a piece?
Oh
like,
my god.
Like, he could walk in and I could be like, Fernandez! And then we could sing the song, because he loves ABBA as much as I do.
I'm so glad you loved it. Do you see what I mean? Like, the first half an hour...
No, I didn't even think it was that bad. So, the thing that irritates me about Mamma Mia 1, which... That's its name. Is that they almost like don't take like it's not a parody. So they just start singing, and it's not like a musical number. It's just kind of like, what are you doing? Whereas this, they like really turned them into song pieces. Yeah. So it was like that's what I was there for.
Yeah,
and the jokes are just like they just keep
coming.
It's
a laugh a minute, isn't it? And I'm so glad you. I'm really glad you.
And also, I kind of feel like it was a bit like Sex and the City, and like. Series 6 where it all got like a bit luxe and like a bit stylish. Like I loved her room, loved the clothes.
You were like she has House of Hackney, and I was like, how are you seeing?
Yeah, she had a House of Hackney shirt and a House of Hackney cup.
Wow. And Anthropology side tables.
Oh, and I really liked those feather lamps as well that they
had. They're really
and
nice.
She had a really nice mirror, and they'd like styled a like boho scarf over it, which I might try at home.
I'll come over and you'll be like, it's a Dana Sheridan room. You're like totally converted.
I was literally sat there thinking, could I paint some like a room blue? Or like my whole staircase, but I don't think it's going to work. But I'd happily watch it again. I'll happily go and watch it again.
See? For the woman that didn't even want to see it.
Yeah, I find as I get older, I do have to admit when I'm wrong. And I'm still not wrong about Mamma Mia 1.
No, that's
fine. But Mamma Mia 2, if anybody is...
On the fence,
go and watch it. I had a great time. I cried 4 times as well.
Yeah, I was like, is that another... I was trying to control my tears. I didn't want to, like, sway Charlotte.
Well, I was trying to control them, so I didn't want you to know I was crying.
I could tell. I looked over and you were like...
Yeah, so thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And I would very much like to go to Greece.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It doesn't look like Iron Appa, as I thought. As we discussed.
You're like, oh, Mykonos. That's like really ravey, isn't it? And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. No, definitely want to go to Greece. Sure. Oh, and also I loved the band.
Oh, my God.
He was the man for me with the earring.
Oh, yeah.
Charlotte's
partial to a bit of ear jewellery.
What
else have you been watching this week?
I've written it down.
Oh.
I have been watching Better Call Saul.
Ooh.
Does anybody watch that on Netflix? So it's series 4 now, and it's the prequel to Breaking Bad, so before Breaking Bad.
4 series of that already.
So I made it to series 4 of Breaking Bad and gave up. Like, I was dreaming about, like, building meth labs. Like, if I watch stuff, I really kind of live it. And I just had to stop. I mean, moving on. But I really struggled with Breaking Bad. It was just so bleak. It was just not for me. I mean, do people in this room love it? Did anybody have a...
Yeah.
There's mixed reactions. I just, like, Jack really wanted me to watch it, and I got to four series in, and I was like, I am done. Like, I just don't care.
That's a long way to go to give up.
Yeah. But anyway, but what I like about Better Call Saul is Jimmy, who was a lawyer in Breaking Bad. It's all about him. But I'm getting a bit annoyed with this series because it's, as the reviewers have said, the most like Breaking Bad of any of the series. I don't want it to be like Breaking Bad. Like, I enjoyed the fact it wasn't like Breaking Bad. So I was watching it last night, and it was just, the whole thing was stressful. Like, I was just like, oh, what's going to happen? Is he going to die? Is this person going to get shot? And I might have to just leave this as well.
Oh my God. You need something a bit more lighthearted.
I need Mamma Mia 2 every night.
Yeah, this is the thing. I've listened to the soundtrack, so wait till you like get a car or the train journey home. Oh.
Well, I mean, you haven't stopped singing it since we got out of the cinema. The only other thing that I've watched is Red Oaks, which is about a holiday camp in America. It's a drama on Amazon, and it's got the guy from Submarine.
I knew you'd like it.
I've Googled his name. He's called Craig Roberts. I had no idea. And also, there was another actor I recognised, and I was doing this at the telly. Oh, who's he? And thank goodness, Jack... is an encyclopedia of actors. And it was Oliver Cooper from, if anybody's watched Californication, in the last series, series 6, he was in that, and he had like curly hair, and he's really funny in this. Have you watched Red Oaks?
I've watched a couple.
But it's really good.
It was good. I enjoyed what I saw of it.
It's like bubblegum TV. You don't have to do a lot.
That's why I liked it.
Yeah. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, it's just easy to watch.
What have you been watching?
Well, I finally got around to watching Lady Bird, which I saw it was on demand, and I was like, yes. And Joe was out last night, and I was like, normally I just kind of like flitter away the evening and not really do anything, but I was like, no, you've got
crawl ASOS
that and come in like sweating. But I was like, no, Liv, watch a film that you've never watched before, opposed to just watching the same 3 films you always watch. And I absolutely loved it.
Interesting, because I watched it and I asked you like so many episodes ago if you had, and I hate watching stuff that's hyped, so I think if I watched it now, I'd enjoy it more.
Yeah, I think it, like, I mean, it was quite an easy story to follow. I thought the acting was brilliant. I loved the fact it touched on, like, female friendships and that kind of weird adolescent period that I felt like it kind of brought up so many things that I felt. Like, I don't know, those awkward periods when you kind of, you haven't had your first boyfriend, or you're feeling a bit jealous, or you're feeling, like, not the smartest person, and I don't know, there was got that kind of teenage angst in it, but it was just, I love Saoirse Ronan so much.
Oh, she's great.
And then Timothy Chalamet's in it, and although he's just a bit dull in it, he's just a bit like...
just what a review.
No, but like, his character, he's just like, his character's a bit like, he's a cool guy, but he's just, you know, got the personality of a damp sock. He's just a bit like, I really, really liked it. I liked seeing her relationship with her mum and how it kind of developed and how, I don't know, it came full circle.
Yeah, my favourite bit was her relationship with her best friend, even though she was a bit of a... bit of a dick.
She wasn't a great friend, yeah, to her. But then she realised. Julie. She was just such a good, sweet friend. She reminded me a lot of my...
Oh, is she called Junie?
Julie.
Oh, Julie. Yeah. No, just because we called June Junie. Oh,
it reminded me a lot of my best friend in terms of how, like, she's just, like, the loveliest, most selfless person. And then I think, like, Lady Bird takes advantage of that quite a lot.
But I think she realises the friendship.
How good she's got it. Yeah, so I absolutely loved that. And there was one quote in it, and I did really like... I'm reading it out now, and it doesn't seem that... like special, but I just heard it and I was like, oh, that's a cool attitude to have. The teacher was like, math isn't terribly your strong point, and Lady Bird was like, that we know of yet. And I was like, I like that attitude.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna be like with everything, like, that we know of yet.
There was a really funny quote in Mamma Mia.
Do you know what, I actually used a quote from Mamma Mia at the wedding I was at.
Surprise.
Someone was like, oh, I've heard so much about you, and I was like, oh, bad, I hope.
What did the person say?
And I was like, oh God, you've not seen Mamma Mia 2. I rectified myself and I was like, oh my God.
And doesn't the woman who says, like, Mamma Mia, isn't she, like, in a, like, nearing her 70s, where, like, I feel that would be all right to say?
Yeah, but I was just like, oh.
25-year-old Liv.
In, like, a 9-year relationship. Yeah. And I was like, it's like, shit. Okay, maybe not. But there was lots of good quotes there. I'd have watched one more thing. Well, I've started watching one more thing. I've dressed for the occasion because I started watching Picnic at Hanging Rock after, I think I saw it in a magazine or a supplement, and they were talking about the fashion in it. And it's a period piece in what I found out was it's a very repressed Victorian Australia. And it's so, I mean, I've only watched one. Someone said to me last night, because I saw it on someone's stories, which reminded me to watch it. And they were like,
and this is the remake.
It's the remake. Yeah. So it's based on a novel, and there's also, I think there's a film from the 90s.
I feel like Jess in the audience, I'm just saying this, because you're from Australia and you said it was on your syllabus.
Yeah, it was on the syllabus. It's based on a true story.
Is it a true story? Yeah. Wow. Okay, so I'm going to really watch it even more intently. Yeah, no. So it's about a group of girls who go on a picnic on St. Valentine's Day, and some of them don't return. Yeah. And it's the costumes in it are amazing. It's very period, and I think that's what I look like today.
A lot of, like, flowing white dresses.
I look like a Victorian child.
You look great.
Which wasn't totally the aim. I don't know, I didn't want to watch it last night because I was home alone and I'm a bit of a nervous person. So I was like, okay, I won't watch it. If it's a bit creepy, that's just too much for me.
No, that's how I watch Grace and Frankie when I'm on my own, just like two mates. That's the thing. So we're just getting leathered in the background.
I mean, I'm really, I want to watch it. I do think I'll like it. But I'm just intrigued by it.
Yeah,
so
no, that's
I'll
on my
back.
Summer watching list.
Oh, when we're not together, the things we'll watch.
The first podcast will be about 2 hours long. Shall we move on to this week's topic? Because I feel like we've been talking a lot and we said we wouldn't do that.
I know, I'm so sorry, everyone. Yeah, let's move on to the topic.
So this week's topic is being your own best friend.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is where we really want to get you involved. So me and Liv are going to talk about how we are our own best friends. And then we want to kind of get some tips from you, how, you know, what you think about that and how you do that for yourself.
I think because we started the series on a note of friendship and it really resonated with so many people. And I love talking about friendship, but I do think sometimes it is so important to focus on yourself and actually having a really good, like, supportive relationship with yourself, because it's so easy to be so self-deprecating and it feels quite embarrassing to be self-congratulating a lot of the time. But actually, I think as I've gotten older, I've realised how important it is to actually, even when it's down to things like work, like, do that bit of self-promotion, kind of big yourself up a bit, because actually I've started to learn that if I don't do it, sometimes no one else will. And then you're kind of like, oh, I was relying so much on other people to lift me up that it never happened. And I think there was just so much that we wanted to talk about to tie that in and saying, you know, obviously it's great, like, to have great solid friendship groups, but sometimes just being your own number one cheerleader and actually having that deep-rooted kind of, you know, mini person to pat you on the back every now and again is more important.
Definitely. I think when we did our first live event at the Hoxton, we didn't actually record it, and there was a few things that I kind of brought up then that I'd like to kind of discuss again. But I think, and I only know this through hypnobirthing, is that we have, I think it's either 50,000 or 70,000 thoughts a day. And if you actually look at the amount of those thoughts that are negative, like, it's just constant. It's just a constant barrage of abuse towards yourself. And that's what I really kind of like when I talk about doing, like, affirmations or like gratitude lists or journaling. Like, it's really like trying to talk to myself in a way that I would talk to my friends. I would never talk to my friends like I talk to myself. And something that I've only just started doing maybe in the last 18 months, and it's really, really improved how I talk to myself. And if I catch myself, because a lot of the time you can just, like, they're quite repetitive, they're quite secular, so you kind of tell yourself these little stories, and actually it's about breaking those stories and actually being like, hang on a second, what is that thing that you keep saying to yourself? Like, what is that thing you keep saying that you can't do, or like, you about your appearance or about the kind of person that you are? Like, they are just thoughts, and it's, you actually can control your thoughts in a more positive way, but it actually takes practice.
And just not judge yourself all the time. I feel like I'm sometimes my biggest critic. Like, even when I was at the wedding and I was having a great time, I kind of had a moment and I was like, Liv, like, look at your dance, you're the only one really dancing. Like, oh, what an idiot. People are probably going to be like, and I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, you have to kind of break that.
And she's got a dusty bun in her mouth.
I was like, just
give yourself a pep talk in
the
corner.
The thing. I've been at dinners before where I've been chatting a lot and then I'm thinking, like, I take a moment and I'm like, God, people are going to think you're really annoying. Like, people are just thinking, oh, yeah, it's all about Liv, it's all about Liv. And it's, sometimes it's just actually saying, like, almost blocking those thoughts out before you even get to that point and being like, no, you're having a good time. Like, people are listening to you. Like, Why shouldn't you be talking? Like, again, like, it's like the taking up space thing again, and just allowing yourself to feel like you're allowed to, like, feel confident in what you're saying. And I think I've always been very self-deprecating in the sense that I've always been like, oh, you know, whatever, it might be a bit rubbish, or like, I don't trust my own judgment. But I think, again, as I do get older, like, I'm trusting my gut. And I think that's a big part of being your own best friend, is actually knowing what you're thinking and knowing that it's legit, and like, you know yourself better than anybody else.
You've got to live with yourself for a long time.
God.
But you know, it's about enjoying your own company. And when I was younger, I used to hate being on my own, and I thought it was really cool. I was like, I just hate being on my own. And that's, I just couldn't bear to listen to, like, the internal drivel in my head of just like, I think I'm quite funny when I'm on my own sometimes.
You are.
I'm hilarious.
Not that you should need my assurance.
But. Yeah, but you know, and now I enjoy those, like, opportunities that I am on my own, and just, like, really indulge myself in whatever it is I want to do. And about that thing you said about your gut, I think.
And it's like, I think it's like going back to that and going back to trusting your judgment. It's like that thing where, say, you go shopping and you try something on, and then you're like, I really like this, and you ask someone's opinion, and they're like, well, I'm not sure, and you're like, but I like it, and you're like, well, why didn't you just trust yourself on that? Like, why do we're always kind of searching for someone else's, like approval on something, where it's actually, no, I feel good in this.
Yeah, sometimes, like, you need a sounding board, but sometimes you can even be your own sounding board. Like, yeah. I love writing lists of, like, pros and cons.
Yeah.
Or, again, just, like, writing things down and getting things out of your head.
That's the thing, like, you know how smart you are. You don't always need, like, three other smart people. You got it. It's all up there.
Thanks, and I will just leave it there. I think praising yourself, and I think treating yourself. So I know we talked about your extravagant purchase. But, you know, who else was going to buy you that bag?
No one.
Absolutely no one. And sometimes I think. Like wait around for my boyfriend to do something nice or romantic, not because, I don't know, but like I don't need him to do that. Like, I, you know, he's a really nice person, and obviously...
But I saw a quote, actually, on Twitter, which I saved for this, and it was... I saw it this morning, I was like, oh, that's apt. And then it says, go to that concert by yourself, go eat at the restaurant you keep saying you want to go to, do what you want, and don't wait on people, and if your friends don't want to do it anyway.
That is so true. I would have been to see Dreamgirls by now. I would definitely have been to see...
I said I'd go!
But, like, one of those things, when... and getting people together, I think, sometimes when you're older, it's like, oh, yeah, I'll be... 3-4 weeks on Tuesday, and it's like, oh, great, Sandra. Like,
yeah, just sometimes you just want to do that. Like, why do we feel that we need other people to do those things? I mean, it's nice to have company, but I think when
not always, you... like when they're singing ABBA.
Whoa. Right, and that's the end of the. But I know I completely agree, and I feel like there's just being able to enjoy your own company is just one. It's quite underrated.
And I definitely think it's something you have to practice and you have to work at and you have to... Well, some people naturally, like my best friend just loves being on her own. She could be on her own, on a rock for like 4 months and she would be fine. Like, not a problem. But I do think she's the exception to the rule. Like, you don't hear from her. I mean, she does live in Australia, but you don't hear from her for like 8 weeks. And she's like, all right. And I'm like, I thought you were dead. Like,
I mean, that's an extreme case of like your own company.
Yeah, but she loves it, and I do think she's the extreme. But whereas for me, I've really had to learn to enjoy my own company.
I feel as I'm getting older, you kind of realise that no one likes the things you like as much as you like them sometimes.
Totally.
And when you kind of get to that, you're like, oh, actually, I'm just quite happy doing it on my own because, like, yeah, like, I mean, you obviously loved Mamma Mia too, but dragging someone to do something that you want to do. Sometimes it's just actually more exciting to do it on your own. You're like, oh, I had a really good time.
Yeah, like my favourite breakfast when I'm on my own is cheap white slice, then like some mature cheddar cheese. But so like you got to toast the cheese.
I feel like you mentioned this in another podcast.
This is my favourite thing. Like toast, cheese, fried egg. It's like so the egg hits the cheese and melts it, and then ketchup on top. Like
somebody is visibly, like, audibly disgusted.
Wow, you know. Is...
I mean, don't knock it till you've tried it. But you know, that's my favourite thing to do.
That's why it's good to have it on your own.
You know, there's no point trying to convince somebody else to do it with you. I think I've made a member of the audience physically sick. And with that. Interjection from the audience, I feel like now is a good time to open it up to the floor. But you know, what do you do like when you're on your own? How do you enjoy like being your own best friend or spending time on your own? Has anybody got any thoughts? Ooh. Oh, there's a few. I'll start with the front here. So Ella just said that she graduated university last summer and you've since moved home and you've been doing a lot of DIY, which I think is also empowering as well, because
I mean,
I've seen a drill in action, but, you know. Why do we...
I've said nothing. One look.
But, yeah, I think, like, learning a new skill like that is... Like, I'd love to go on a women's or female DIY course because also I find this, like, if I try and do some DIY, I get my dad or Jack breathing over my shoulder and I'm like, can you just let me learn? Because otherwise, how am I going to do that? And then you've created your own, as Liv said, your own little sanctuary that's yours. So that's, yeah, great. Thank you.
That's a good one. I like that.
DIY. Wait till the next season, see what I've been up to.
You'll be like, well. Shirini has just said that she goes to like coffee shops and since moving and graduating, be able to go and do things in your own time, whether that's going to a coffee shop on your own in the morning and not having to tell anyone or consult anyone about what you're doing. It's quite freeing to just do what you like and not have to ask permission almost. I feel like you articulated it a lot better because I was like, should I repeat it? And then I was like, oh God, I've gone too far. Thank you. That was lovely.
Thank you. Anybody else? Katie was just discussing journaling, and it was at drama school that was encouraged. And I think you have quite similar feelings to me, where you just thought, well, this is a load of nonsense, like, dear diary. But I find when I start journaling, like, I don't know what's going to come out, which I think is really interesting. And then Katie also brought up points where she could look back on your journals and look at how amazing you were doing in life, and other times not so, but you can see how it's kind of like an ebb and flow thing when it comes to your emotions. So I can't praise journaling enough, and I never thought I'd be a journaling person. Like, I was like, that's not for me, but it's definitely helped me as well, so thank you. Anybody else? So Phoebe just said about allowing yourself time, and I feel like that's a lesson that I'm going to apply, whether to get the earlier train or the later train and arrive to work with more time to spare. And as you say, what did you just say?
Feeling like the best version of yourself.
Yeah, and how you want people to see you, which I think is really, really interesting, because you can control that in a way.
And it's what you'd recommend to a friend if they were like, oh, do you know, I'm getting into work late, I've already flustered. You'd be like, I'll get the earlier train. And you'd like, it's kind of taking the advice you'd give to a friend and then utilising it for yourself and be like, well, actually, you know, if your friend was like, oh, I'm really knackered all the time, be like, I'll get an earlier night then. Like, just kind of applying that to yourself.
But I like that. I'm going to remember that, Phoebe. Thank you. We've got time for a couple more.
So Jess was just saying she doesn't ask for opinions anymore when she's doing things. And then people are happier for you because you're doing it, opposed to just, you know, putting out their fears or their jealousies towards it and actually just saying, this is what I'm doing, and not asking for those opinions. Because I find that sometimes that I can think about something and it almost puts you off, and you're like, no, that's what I wanted to do, that's why I was doing it.
Yeah.
And it's almost like it's such a good point.
I saw a quote online, and I mean, it's half a quote that I'm giving you, but it's like, if you're asking questions, normally you already know the answer. That it's not often, unless it's like a passport application and it's like, you know, who do I need to get the sign in the back of it? That's a simple answer. Like, there's only four answers or whatever it is, but it's not an opinion-based thing. And I think that's so true. It's like you listening to the voice within. We haven't done many on this side. Janae just said very simply, showing up for yourself. I kind of want to expand on it, but I think just that sentence in general. And it's you moved here from New York, you didn't know anybody, and then every day you'd write lists of things that you could do. And I think that's really important. I kind of connect with that when I was at home, when June was first born and Jack was away, and that you can easily just like fester in the house. And some days you need that time, you know, locked in your own sanctuary that you've been building, DIY in your wardrobe and things like that. But, you know, that's not necessarily good for you every day. And I think, like you say, enjoying exactly what you want to enjoy. So the cinema, restaurants and all those kind of things, showing up for yourself. I love that one. And it's so easy to forget, I think.
So Harriet's just said that by throwing yourself into things, sometimes your energy and your enthusiasm for things almost encourages other people to get involved. Like you say, like by doing something that you love so much that people see you having a good time, they naturally want to get involved. But feeling almost comfortable enough to do it on your own and being like, so like assured enough to be like, no, I'm gonna have a good time on my own, and then people being like, oh, I want to do that, and then you've got like the best of both. You can always lose them and get a drink and be like, okay, then I actually don't want to go on my own. But like, you can do, you've got the option to do both, and actually it works out better.
Talia was just saying about when you say something at like a dinner party or a wedding or just in a social situation. I don't know why I said dinner parties and weddings. I never go to either of these things. But you know, you just play it over and over in your head and you're like, oh, cringing. And I think what you said about wanting to get out of your own skin, like everyone else has gone home and they're probably either thinking the same about what they've done, but generally, like, everyone's just like, well, that was a nice time. And yeah, I think it's literally flipping a switch. I used to be like that a lot. And if somebody is assessing your behaviour to that degree, like, does it matter? They're probably not a great person anyway if they're... Sorry, I got a couple of faces. But, you know, if they're, like, dissecting you with their friend or their boyfriend, like, that's so what? Like, yeah, move on. But, like, mostly everyone's thinking, oh, well, that was a nice time. And, well, hopefully. Now I've started thinking about this podcast and I'm like, oh, God.
I know, we're like, oh, my God, we're really annoying. Do we laugh too much?
Definitely laugh too much. Okay, we'll do one more. Is there one more? Oh, Charlotte, great name. But Charlotte just kind of, like, rounded it all up and said, don't apologise for who you are or what you like. And you will always find... Charlotte took up crocheting 2 years ago and you said... Yeah, I think it's hard when growing with friends. So like you say, school friends. I've got friends from school and we've all gone our separate ways. But there's some that you will keep friends with no matter what, and I think you already know those people, and everyone else, I think there's different friends for different times in your life. So you might have your crocheting buddies for like the next 10 years, and then maybe you'll get into like macrame and you'll be like, see you later, guys. I found a cooler crowd. But, you know, and I think that's important as well, not know, like realising that sometimes friends are there for different seasons of your life. But yeah, definitely don't apologise.
A friend that can be there for a season, a reason, or... Anyone know this?
Oh, I wish you knew that. I thought...
Season, a reason, or...
Fill in the blank.
Lifetime, maybe. That sounds nice. We'll go with that.
Well, on that note, we're going to wrap it up. So thank you to our lovely... I keep saying studio audience. And thank you for the Hoxton Hotel Holborn for hosting us. Drambuie for the drinks that I've had two of, probably shouldn't have. And more importantly, Origins for sponsoring us and allowing us to be here. We've had a great time, and I'll do our admin. So if you would like to review, rate or subscribe, it helps other people find us. We'll be back on the 10th of September. We're taking 3 weeks break, and next season will run for 15 weeks. We've already plotted it out. I mean, this is how organized we are, and we're going to be interviewing people every other week. So we've got a list of people that we're going to interview, and they all kind of relate to the topics that we've covered last this season, but we're going to get professionals who actually have facts and
so you're gonna be
stuff
things, and yeah, just firming up on our knowledge.
Yeah, definitely. So thank you all for making season one incredible and better than we ever imagined, and thank you for coming out tonight.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.